Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a fun one. I have with me today Brooke Beach with Market Wake. Welcome, Brooke.
Thank you so much. I am glad to be here today.
Well, we appreciate you making the time. I am doing great. Tell us about Market Wake. How are you serving folk?
Yeah, absolutely. We are a digital marketing agency, really focus on digital marketing strategy and lead gen. Our sweet spots are in PPC, SEO, content, and then branding and design. We also actually spun up last year a Salesforce practice. That's now a massive portion of our company. We built it out of a need. We were bringing in a whole lot of leads into our clients, and then we would pass them over to sales and have no idea where they went or what happened. So we just started asking for access to Salesforce, and that led us to realize, you know, we should probably be paid for doing all this cleanup work. So we opened up our Salesforce department last year, and it's big.
And that's one of those interesting things I think a lot of entrepreneurs make. They say, oh, Salesforce, everybody has that. That's a thing I should have. And then they have it and they don't understand how complex it is. And then they do need a lot more handholding, I think, to really optimize the use of it. So that's good for you to figure that out.
Absolutely. It's huge. And honestly, it's more than a CRM. So way more than just a sales tool. Most of our clients are using it for customer success, some for marketing, some for accounting and finance and QA. So it is, it's big, and it's definitely not something you can just pop open and think it works.
So now, what are some of the mistakes you see entrepreneurs making when it comes to their digital marketing?
Not being clear on what they want and confusing brand awareness with lead gen. That is really what it boils down to over and over and again, at least from a marketing perspective. We could go all day of just, you know, entrepreneurship and leadership in general. But from a marketing perspective, a lot of people, they want the recognition of, I want press releases out there and I want social media and I want everyone talking about me. But that does not always translate to leads. A lot of people who are following the big news, they're not your buyer. Oftentimes your buyers are in, you know, smaller spaces. They're in niche communities. They're looking on Google and doing some SEO and PPC conversion. So the work that we do is typically more around lead gen and not necessarily brand awareness, which isn't quite as flashy. Like we're not doing PR. We're not going to get you all over the world. But we are going to get you leads. And if you're not super clear on what you want, and sometimes there's a perfect time for that brand awareness where you just need to paint the town with your brand and your logo and tell a bunch of stories and all in support of that. But if you are really more interested in the revenue side and bringing in those leads, then that's where a true digital marketing demand gen play comes in.
I find that as well, that a lot of people get hung up. We call them in our business cosmetrics, where those numbers sound good and they can brag about it to their friends, but it doesn't really translate a lot of times to, we call it green dollar ROI. And a lot of business people, I think, get distracted by the headlines or some of the, maybe the PR stuff that other brands are putting out there about how many followers or downloads or whatever the metric they think is important, but they lose track of what the reason they're doing all of that activity for is to generate green dollar ROI.
To grow your business, to get money in. We actually had not that long ago a client come in, and I think that they had, you know, 20 to 30,000 people on their website every month, every week. They love the traffic, but their conversion was a 0.001. And, you know, the posts that they're putting out are really fun. Things like TikTok and Instagram and all this kind of stuff, completely irrelevant to what they sold. I mean, not even close, but they were getting traffic, just completely the wrong ones. They're looking at it being like, why is their conversion rate so low? It's like, well, cause you're doing a really good job of being a news syndicate essentially. But if we want the right people on, and we've got a right for what you're offering them and the solutions you provide. So when we started doing that, I mean, traffic, I think it got slashed like 75, if not 85%, but their conversions increased dramatically. And now they're bringing in leads. So you're completely spot on with that. Sometimes it's easy. and people get it. And sometimes it's a little bit more of education. But at the end of the day, you know, if your goal is that brand awareness, then keep going.
Right. But brand awareness is one of those things where, you know, it's a nice to have to me. I mean, if you don't have revenue coming in, then you're not going to exist. It's art for art's sake at some point if you're not bringing in revenue.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
So now walk me through kind of what happens when you have a new client and maybe they were having kind of this, historically, they've had this other kind of thinking about, oh, it's about traffic, it's about clicks and things like that. How do you kind of educate them, number one, to reevaluate that as a strategy? And number two, to implement something that is going to move the needle in their revenue?
Yeah, that's great. Some of the first conversations that we have when we bring on a new client are, what are your business goals? And a lot of them, you know, sometimes they're really excited that we're asking those questions, and other times they're a bit confused because it's like, well, shouldn't you be asking about the marketing goals? It's like, absolutely. But at the end of the day, we answer to your bottom line. So we need to know, what goals do you have as a business? What revenues do you want to bring in? What leads do you need to bring in? What do your sales have in terms of lead goals and lead generation? And then we can start using marketing as a channel in order to bring that in. But marketing should just be a part of your business plan in general. It shouldn't be your only business plan. So that's one of the things that we talk through and really differentiate between, here's your business goals, and then here's how marketing can and should contribute to those. And it should answer to the bottom line there. And then if there is confusion, or if we're seeing a lot of goals that are like, we want this many impressions, or, you know, this many clicks, we'll say, okay, that's great. Absolutely. We'll put a social media plan in place and we'll try and get the word out there as much as possible. Meanwhile, we will also be doing PPC SEO content and marketing automation. And then all of a sudden, once they start getting they're typically focused on social media first. They're so excited about it. They're seeing all the clicks, and, you know, we've got a team that's phenomenal at it. So we're in no way unaccustomed to doing great social media, but, they're seeing all these clicks, and, you know, over the course of 3-4 weeks, they start realizing, oh my gosh, we're getting leads and they're converting and we're getting dollars. And then that starts a cycle of almost obsession with the game of getting leads in, which I am no stranger to.
So now when they do start getting the leads, and now I guess you've optimized their sales force as well, so they can deal with the leads more productively, maybe quicker, and then move them through the buyer's journey so they do end up buying. And then I'm sure with Salesforce, they can also take it, like you said, to client success. So they're getting more of a holistic sales and marketing service from you guys than a traditional marketing agency might typically offer.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Because it's important. I mean, we're focused on, you know, typically takes, we've all heard the metric, it typically takes around 12 touches for someone to convert. So they might see an ad, they might then get an email from us, they might come back to the website and download something or look at something deeper and closer. But if we are passing it to sales, then it's an important metric to know. One, the worst thing is when sales and marketing are emailing the same poor person at the same time. That's miserable for all of us. And we try to remind our clients all the time, like, you are also a buyer. You are also a consumer. Put on that hat for a minute. I know that you just want to, you know, be a challenger and go after them and throw everything you got at them. But would you respond to that? And that's a lot of the education that we do, is saying, yes, you are in the sales position now, but switch over to your buyer hat and see, you know, what do you typically want to see, or what do you hate seeing when someone's trying to, quote unquote, sell you. So we would do a lot of work like that, making sure that sales, when it's in the sales bucket, we're not reaching out. We are give that completely over to them. And then if for some reason sales doesn't get them to convert, it's an automatic trigger back over to marketing. So then we can continue to reach out, nurture them, and get them warmed back up to pass back to sales.
Right. When the time is right. Now let's talk a little bit about, leadership. And in your company, you've, you know, you come from a CEO of another company, a technology company, and now you're CEO of a marketing company. Is there a difference when it comes to leadership, or this same corporate culture is built in a similar manner?
Between services and software?
Right.
It is a little bit different. You know, it's funny. I've been asked that before. I was actually growing them at the same time. So I had started Market Wake and then was asked to be the CEO of a tech company while it was going through a pivot. So I was doing that during the day, trying to build Market Wake at night, brought in someone to help me with that. So it was kind of a, it was running in parallel, and it is, they're very different types of companies to run. From a leadership perspective, I think leadership, the way that you go about building your customer base is vastly different. Software requires a ton of upfront cash, a lot of investment. It takes a while to see retention and customer acquisition because you've got to get your product to a point where customers can actually use it and see value, which takes a lot of time. Where services, within an hour, you can start showing them results because you bring them on board and pay you upfront, and you can start doing PPC or SEO or consulting. So the upfront revenues are very different in services versus software. But from a leadership perspective, no. You know, at the end of the day, my goal is to grow the business and lead the team and you know, help set the tone for the culture. And I'm lucky I had two phenomenal teams at both places. And my team at Market Wake now, they're some of the smartest, brightest, most impressive people that I've ever worked with. And we've got a very unique culture. At the start of this, I just have seen so many entrepreneurs burn out and burn their team out fast. It's a fast burning candle, and that was the last thing that I wanted to do. I wanted to be in this for the long haul. I see a huge opportunity for Market Wake and the people who are part of it to really not make this quote unquote work-life balance. I love that question. I always get it. How do you do work-life balance? And really it's integration. Work is just a part of who you are. It's a part of life. You shouldn't feel like you are two very different people when you go to work and someone totally different when you go home. I didn't want people to feel like they had to go to work in order to live the life that they wanted. But work, and we say this all the time at Market Wake, what you do at this place with Market Wake is truly an extension of who you are. You are putting a piece of yourself out into the world, and you should be very proud of every piece that you put out there, which also translates to client work. You know, we're writing and speaking on behalf of a lot of different companies. And I want to make sure that everything that we put out there, we're proud of. And if we feel attached to it in some way, it makes a big difference. So our culture is definitely a very positive and optimistic one, very smart one. But it was important to me for people to feel like they have opportunities to feel fulfilled at work, even though there are some really difficult days.
And we are, as a country and the world, really going through a difficult period right now. How are you kind of helping your clients navigate these trying times?
You know, it's funny. When it first came out, we had a lot of clients call us and be like, we need the plan tomorrow. How are we handling this? And it's like, we are all new to Corona. This is a pandemic of this magnitude has never occurred in any of our lifetimes. So in that way, there's a lot of I want to say grace for each other in the fact that we're all figuring this out. Some of the things that we're doing is pivoting. We've got some clients who are events. They obviously aren't going. So we're quickly turning them into virtual events and figuring out what the virtual experience needs to be. How do we market that? How do we do mini events leading up to it? A lot of our clients are in B2B software, in which case, you know, they're doing great. They haven't seen the hit like some of our events or brick and mortar clients have. And then for brick and mortars, I mean, we've extended discounts and contract pauses and anything that we can to actually help them during this time. And then we also have a product called Momentum. And Momentum, actually, we started this a year ago, and the whole purpose of this product was to help brick and mortars with their Google listings. If you ever Google a company and you kind of see on the right-hand card their website, their phone number, their reviews, maybe a picture, that information is actually typically around listed on 70 different sites. You have no idea. Most people have no time to update that. So we created a product that actually updates that automatically across all of those sites. Well, it's booming right now because every single brick and mortar, they need to let their customers know if someone Googles them when they're actually open. Are they open for discounts? They need to be able to put notes there for customers who are Googling them to understand, you know, where do I go? How do I call? How do I get in touch? What hours are there? So we are offering that to some people for free, some 20% off, you know, or more at this point. In good faith of what can you afford? Because we just want to help you. We just want you to be able to get the word out.
Right. And they are and those things change, almost minute by minute. I mean, I know the restaurants and gyms around me, every day is a new adventure for them. That you're allowing them to be that nimble to make, one change instead of 70 changes.
You got it. That's exactly it.
So now, are you also helping from a consulting standpoint, some of these companies that are, rely on human traffic coming into a store or coming into a restaurant to kind of rethink their business and how they can leverage virtual and online more than maybe that was like a back burner thing and now obviously is in the forefront. Do you help in that area as well?
We do. It's been the biggest request, honestly. And the good news is, we've worked with different partners who facilitate virtual webinars and conferences and simulcasts. So we've been talking about things like this, especially since the world itself is getting a little bit more virtual. So for a lot of clients, they were definitely not prepared for a pandemic like this, but they were already having conversations around what does virtual engagement look like. Honestly, we do a ton of things like Facebook Live and Instagram Live to engage people and then helping them set up on different tools. So we've got some brick and mortars where they're now offering consulting through Zoom and GoToMeeting, where you weren't able to do that before, but now we've been able to set it up for them so they can talk to people if they need to and get more comfortable with that work from home environment, but still get the expertise that they need when they need it. And it's easier for some clients than it is others. Obviously, there are some that are just having to put some things on pause, but wherever we can help, we're trying to bring them online as much as possible. With the majority of our clients really being more in the B2B space, in which case, they're very used to working virtually.
Now, regarding the crisis, is it in your thinking, this isn't something that you can kind of wait 90 days and just hope it all works out and then just show back up? Don't you have to be doing things to at least, it may not be branding necessarily, but just creating that brand ubiquity that you are out there, you are trying to help, you are doing things positive, and you're not just waiting until somebody rings a bell and says, this is over and I'm going to come back outside.
Oh, you are so spot on. That is the biggest message we're trying to get out there of you cannot go silent, because if you go silent right now, there is so much going on out there that it's going to that old adage of you build a website and they will come. It's going to be the same thing. You can't just put everything on pause and in 90 days reopen doors and expect everyone to be flooding your gate. You've got to stay in touch and then pivot a little bit. So one of my favorite stories, they're not a client of ours, but I'm just loving watching them, Empire State South in Georgia. So instead of just, kind of taking it and closing doors, they decided, what if we went and got sponsors and made food for people who are in the medical industry, who are working long hours, who are saving lives, who aren't able to get home to their families. And they've got so much business, they don't even know what to do with it. So they went out and found sponsors, and now they're cooking incredible and very delicious, because it's Empire State South, meals for all of our healthcare workers. And that's the kind of thing that I like to see. And that's the kind of thing that I think is really going to help our whole community in Atlanta and Georgia, and then also the world, get through this. Is how do we use what we have, our gifts, our skills, our talents, our products, our food, in order to help each other in need? Because we are all going through this together. This is not isolated. This is felt by every single person. And so I love groups like Empire State South who are figuring out ways to give back, to still keep their teams employed, to still cook the food that they're known for, but just do it in a different way so they can still be here in 90 days.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I think that the United States has a lot of entrepreneurs and people that are good at problem solving, and we're going to get through this. And there's going to be some pain and disruption, but I think at the end of the day, this is what we do. I mean, we problem solve and we get things done. So I appreciate you coming on and telling your story about Market Wake. The companies you mentioned, a lot of your companies are B2B. Is there a niche that you really serve, or you're kind of market agnostic, industry agnostic?
market agnostic, industry agnostic, yes. Though we find a lot of our clients in professional services, B2B SaaS, and services in general, healthcare being one of them.
Good stuff. So if there's anybody in any of those industries, please consider Market Wake if you are having a plateau or maybe you're struggling right now and you don't know how to pivot. Call up Brooke and the folks at Market Wake, and I'm sure they can help. Is there a website that they can go to learn more, Brooke?
Absolutely, marketwake.com.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Wonderful. It was good to be here. Thanks for chatting.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.